AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new and worrisome school year has started in Uvalde, Texas. 19 students and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary in May. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Parents dropping their children off for the first day of school in Uvalde wiped away tears. Michael Martinez and Karina Camacho's 10-year-old son was one of the fourth-grade survivors of the mass shooting.
I wasn't ready for him to go back to school, but he says he was.
Security was tight at Flores Elementary. Martinez says it's still not enough.
They took down all the fences around right now, so we don't have no fences.
It was the same at Uvalde Elementary.
I was scared. I didn't want to let him go.
Where Celeste Ibarra was dropping her 8- and 9-year-old daughters off.
We were promised 50 officers and so much and a big old fence.
Classes will never again be held at Robb Elementary. I'm Julie Walker.
Connecticut's attorney general says e-cigarette maker Juul will pay nearly $440 million to settle an investigation by 33 states into the marketing of its high nicotine vaping products. Today in London.
I have just accepted Her Majesty the Queen's kind invitation to form a new government.
Liz Truss is Britain's new prime minister. Right away, she has to deal with soaring inflation and soaring energy prices.
We will transform Britain into an aspiration nation with high-paying jobs, safe streets, and where everyone, everywhere has the opportunities they deserve.
Police say a body found in Memphis has been identified as kidnapped jogger Eliza Fletcher. She was last seen Friday. Police Chief C.J. Davis says Cleotha Abston has been arrested.
While the outcome of this investigation is not what we hoped for, we are nonetheless pleased to remove this dangerous predator off the streets of Memphis.
Abston was released from prison in 2020 after serving 20 years for a previous kidnapping. This is AP News. Fears are growing at a Ukrainian nuclear plant ahead of an expected report from nuclear inspectors.
Concerns growing for the Zaporizhia plant as shelling around it continues, a day after the facility was again knocked off grid and put in the precarious position of relying on its own power. Two inspectors remain at the plant, which is run by Ukrainian workers under Russian command, and Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak has applauded that decision. He says their Russian troops there who don't understand what's happening and don't assess the risks correctly. Repeated warnings from world leaders that fighting around the plant has put it in an untenable position have done little to stem the hostilities. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Officials say the Los Angeles Unified School District's information technology systems were targeted by an external cyber attack during the Labor Day weekend. Schools are open as usual today in L.A. Ed Donahue, AP News.